All right, next, Ugin Hunter and Friends.
Color me however you see me. Color me any way you please. Can't control how other people see you. Can't control what other people do. So color me any way you see me. Color me whatever way you please. Look at me before you choose your point of view. Look at me before you decide what to do. Just be sure to color me where you can truly see. For your colors will always be a part of me.
Before you... This reminds me of their submission to the They Know song fight. And I like this song. It's dramatic and it's a little weird. And I think it's good in general, but I also think this is one of the bottom three incorporations of the sample hook. And that's, going to sort of be a problem for this in terms of the rankings for me. I just wasn't sure about that.
Yeah. So I think you mentioned that the color sample is from the Merriam-Webster website, which is an interesting place to get a sample. And it sounds like maybe it's a little bit manipulated. I think it's pitched differently in a couple spots, and it sounds kind of distorted. It's not catchy. You know, that's the danger when you pick a spoken word sample for your vocal hook. I mean, it's rhythmically, it's in time, but overall, I can take it or leave it. I don't think I've ever heard Ugin sing so much with a full voice before. And some of the sung lines in the song feel really strong and bold, so color me impressed there. I like the dramatic feel of the song, and there's some nice vocal melodies in there. There's kind of a nice touch when, at the end, he sings, "Be sure to color me when you can truly see me." And there are some really high voices singing with him, and to me that sounds like a boys' choir or something, which I think feels perfect. I mean, lyrically, this is pretty good. It's about people's perception and judgment. And I feel like he used a literal blank in the title and concept and left it up to you, the listener, to make up their own mind about how to color him, which I think is a cool take on the title. But yeah, I had the same concerns with the sample as you did. Just not a great usage.
Yeah. And as for the vocal delivery, again, this is very much like their They Know submission. And I think this is that one where there was an Ugin and Rev submission and then also a Rev and Ugin. And I think this was the Ugin and Rev.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember. But yeah, it's a good song, and it sounds sort of not like this, but it's very much the same sort of a vocal delivery. And I enjoyed that song. And I enjoyed this song too. I think it did a really, not so great job with the challenge, though.